University of Nebraska-Lincoln piano professor Brenda Riston never thought much about ergonomics until she woke up one morning and couldn't move her arms. She recovered, but the experience fueled a lifelong interest in the factors that contribute to injuries among pianists.
I have very small hands myself, and I have struggled for my entire life to achieve technical fluency and comfort.
Riston studies whether a smaller piano keyboard is less strenuous to play on than a conventional keyboard. The small 7/8 keyboard allows Riston to play large chords with ease.
If I were to play this shape on a conventional instrument, my hand would look more like this.
Yeah. Riston collaborates with the UNL College of Engineering.
I'm going to put the joint angle measurement devices on your hand.
UNL engineer Susan Hallbeck collects data from small-handed pianists who play on both the 7/8 size and conventional keyboards.
So we're looking at the signals that are going to each individual muscle from the surface of the skin to see how much they're stressing their muscles while they're playing.
Results from the pilot study show a big difference in fatigue. Piano student Tana Bashan can feel the difference and prefers the 7/8 keyboard.
It not only makes it easier, but it improves accuracy. You can practice passages for a longer period of time without being tired or fatigued.
Riston and Hallbeck hope their collaborative research will make the smaller keyboard more acceptable so that musicians can keep playing beautiful music without risk of injury. From the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, I'm Mary Jane Bruce.